Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tesvav. The Pasuk states, Sheshes Yomim Ye Oseh Melacha. For 6 days, work may be done. The Ibn Ezra points out that the word Ye Oseh is masculine, Zachar, meaning may be done. But the word Melacha, work, is nekeva, feminine. The question is, why didn't the pasuk use the verb te'oseh, which is nekeva, to match the word melacha? The Ibn Ezra answers that perhaps the word kol, all, kol, is missing and not written, and the word kol is masculine, lashon zachar. Therefore, the word ye'oseh is written and not te'oseh. And the translation would be as though the pasuk were written, Sheshes yomim ye'oseh kol melacha. Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. The pasuk states, Ki am kishei oiref ata, because you are a stiff-necked people. The main accent of the word ata is on the aleph in this pasuk. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains why the word ata is mil'el. The word ata is generally milara and pronounced ata. He answers by stating that the trup on the word ata is a zokev katan. Therefore, at the beginning of this pasuk, El Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvosh, the word Udvosh has an esnachta, which is the major hefsek of the pasuk. And the reason that the word Udvosh has the esnachta is because al pipshat, it belongs to the previous pasuk, and the words beginning with Ki loy eele bekirbecha ki am kishe oiref ata begins a new inyan. Therefore, the word ata, on which there is a zakev katan, is the real major hefsek of the pasuk, and has the power of the esnachta. The zakev katan is the second major hefsek below the category of esnachta. The word ata in this pasuk is one of 14 places that we find in the Torah that the tam, the trop, is mil'el. Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Pasuk states, Machatzis ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh. A half shekel of the sacred shekel. I would like to quote the Ramban explaining the words Shekel HaKodesh. The Ramban writes, Kova Loi Moshe Rabbeinu Matbeya Kesef B'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu established a new silver coin. This fact is apparent since the Medrash Tanchuma states that Hashem had to show Moshe a shekel of fire, which indicates that this shekel did not exist before. Ukra oi la matbeya hahu shekel ba'avur shekol hamatbeya b'mishkol sholem. He named the coin shekel, which means weight, because the entire coin had to be the full weight of silver. Ein boi pechos v'loi kesef sigin. It was not deficient and did not contain impurities. And since the shekel was used for sacred purposes, such as Eirchin, Pidyon Bechor, Shiklei HaMishkan, etc., Yikra Loi HaKosuv, Shekel HaKodesh. The Torah calls this coin the sacred shekel. The Ramban continues and writes, V'chein HaTam Etzli, B'mash Rabbeinu Koyin L'shoin HaTorah, L'shoin HaKodesh. Shehu mepinei shedivrei Torah v'hanavuah v'chol divrei kedusha Kulam Balashorin Hahu Ne'emru. This is the reason that the Torah calls the language of the Torah the holy language, because the words of the Torah and the prophecies and all kinds of other holy words and matters were all said by the Nevi'im in this language. V'hinei hu halashoin shehakadosh baruch hu yisbarech shemoi medaber boi im nevi'ov v'im adosoi. This is the language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to his prophets and with his congregation. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Beis, and Pasuk Gimel. The words in Pasuk Beis, Pareku Nizmei Hazahov. And Pasuk Gimel, we will talk about the word Vayisparku. Aaron said to the people, remove the gold earrings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. Pasuk Gimel continues, Vayisparaku kol ha'om. All the people removed the gold earrings. Rashi comments on the two words, Paraku and Vayisparaku. Rashi writes, the word poreku is a lashon tzivui, a command, meaning remove. The shorish of this word is pei reish kuf. This word belongs to binyan pi'el. The word poreku can also have a different meaning, since this exact word can be used in Binyan Kal. For example, in Parshas Toledos, the Pasuk stated, Uforakto uloi me'al tzavorecho, and the word Uforakto is a verb in Binyan Kal. So we see, the Shorish Pei Reish Kuf can also be used in Binyan Kal, and the meaning of the word Poraku in Binyan Kal would be, they removed, past tense, avar. Therefore, you should know that the word poreku in this pasuk is a lashon tzivui of binyan pi'el. I would just like to add that really the word poreku should have been pareku with a patach under the pei. The only reason that it was changed to the kamatz is because the reish cannot be mekabel a dogesh. Similarly, the word baruchu, as in baruchu es Hashem hamavoyroch, the word baruchu is a verb in binyan pi'el, in the form of a tzivui, a command. The word baruchu should have been baruchu. However, since the reish cannot be mekabel like a dogesh, the beis has a komatz. Now, concerning the word vayisparaku, in the next pasuk, pasuk gimel, the word vayisparaku has the same shoresh, pei reish kuf, but is a verb belonging to binyan hispael, which means they unburden themselves. This is why Rashi comments Lashoin Perikas Masa, expressing the unloading of a burden. Kishenet Holum Meyoznehem, when they took the earrings off their ears, Nimtzu Heim Mefoy Rokim Minizmehem, they were found to be unburdened of their earrings. Rashi explains this because we should not think that the pshat is that the nizamim were removed by someone else. A verb in binyan hispael describes an action that one does by himself. Each individual took off their own earrings. They removed their own earrings. And as a result, nimtzu heim mefoyrokim minizmehem, they were found to be unburdened of their earrings. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Tesvav. The words Mishnei Evrehem. The pasuk tells us that the Luchos were inscribed on both sides. In the word Mishnei, there is a Dagesh Chazak in the Shin. Why? To compensate for the missing Nun. The word Mishnei is a combination of two words, Min Shnei. The Dagesh Chazak compensates for the missing Nun and is pronounced Mishnei. The word Mishnei without a Dagesh in the Shin, and the Shin has a Shvanach, Mishnei, this word means a double copy, as we find in the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches. The Pasuk states, V'chosav loy es Mishnei HaTorah Hazois al Sefer, which means that the king shall write for himself two copies of the Torah. In this Pasuk, the word is Mishnei, ending with a hey, and the Shin has a Shvanach. The word Mishnei can also mean second in command, as we find in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Ve'es Elkanah Mishnei HaMelech. Elkanah was the second in command to the king. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches. The Pasuk states, Ein Koel Anois Gvura, Ve'ein Koel Anois Chalusha, Koel Anois Anoichi Shemeya. When Yeshua heard the sounds of the people shouting as they were raising their voices and rejoicing and laughing or crying out, he said to Moshe, "This sounds like the sound of war in the camp." Rav Sadia Goyen writes that the word Vayoymer in this pasuk refers to Yehoshua. That Yehoshua said, "Ein koil anois gvura ve'ein koil anois chalusha, koil anois anoichi shemeya." But the Ibn Ezra says that Vayoymer refers to Moshe, and Moshe said it. Rashi also explains that the first two times the word anois is pronounced anois, where there is a chataf patach under the ayin, and there is no dogesh in the nun. The third time, as you may have heard how I stressed that last anois, the third time the nekudos are different, and it is a nois with a full patach under the ayin and a dogesh chazak in the nun. The first two times the word means sound, and the third time a nois means a distressing sound of blasphemy. As Rashi explains, it was a koil hama'anin es nefesh shoyma'on. It was a voice, a sound that distresses the soul of those who hear these sounds. Therefore, you must be careful when reading these words. The first two times, anois, the ayin has a chataf patach and no dogesh in the nun. And the third time, anois, has a different sound and a different meaning, and has a complete patach under the ayin and a dogesh chazak in the nun. Ah, nois. We make a longer sound on that nun. All three have the same shoresh, ayin, nun, hey. The first two belong to binyan kal, and the third to binyan pi'el. And that is the reason why there is a dogesh chazak in the nun, because we know that the middle root letter of a binyan pi'el gets a dogesh chazak. Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk states, V'loi shosu. Each man did not put on his crown. V'loi shosu ish edyoi olov. The word shosu is mil'el. The main accent is on the shin. If you say shosu mil'ra, it means they drank. The shorish of shosu in our pasuk, where it means they put, is shin vav suf. It is an ayin vav verb. Shin vav suf. The shorish of the word shosu, they drank, is shin suf hey. It is a lamed hey verb. So be careful if you are learning this parsha. Perek lamed gimel, pasuk tes. The words v'diber im Moshe, and Hashem would speak to Moshe. I'd like to comment on the word v'diber. Rashi quotes the Targum Onkelos for the word v'diber, Targumoi umismaleil im Moshe. Hashem would be speaking to himself with Moshe listening, which is a way of showing respect to the Shekhinah. Rashi, the Miradachya, and the Be'er HaChayvos explain the word v'diber in the same manner. The word v'diber, although it is written in the form of a binyan pi'el, its true meaning is that of a binyan hispa'el. Hakoil medaber beinoi levein atzmoi. The voice speaks to itself. Hashem's voice speaks to himself. Vahahedyot shoimeya me'elov. And the common person hears it by himself without the voice being directed toward him specifically. Rashi cites an example from Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Pei Tes. The pasuk states, "Vayishma es hakoyel mi da ber elov." Take a look at that pasuk. "Vayishma es hakoyel mi da ber elov." Rashi explains there that "mi da ber" is the same as "mis da ber." Moshe heard Hashem, who was speaking to himself. The suf of binyan hispael is dropped, and there is a dogesh chazak in the dalad. Now we can understand how Targum Onkelos uses the word umis malel im Moshe, which is also the form of binyan hispael. Umis malel is the same as misdaber, both from binyan hispael. I will conclude with the pasuk, Aperik Lamed Dalid, pasuk Zayin. The words Vinakei, Loy Yinake. Hashem absolves one's sins, but does not absolve completely. When learning these words, one should pause between the word Vinakei and the word Loy Yinake. This is obvious from the trop, which is on the word v'nakei, which is a pashta, a mafsik. Rashi has two explanations as to what these words mean. First pshat that Rashi explains is that Hashem does not overlook one's sin altogether, but rather he exacts punishment from one who sins little by little. And the second pshat, v'rabbi seinu darshu, Minakehu lashavim, he absolves the sins of those who repent. Velo yinakeh l'she'enon shavim, and he does not absolve those who do not repent. Therefore, when you are laning, separate these words accordingly, since the trup and the pshat warrant this pause.